Hello?
Yeah, who's calling? Yes, who's calling?
Yeah, my name is Ed Serna. I'm calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, we're conducting a public opinion research. It's just about the election coming up in November. Will you be so kind as to give me just a few minutes of your time for your opinion?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, next, English. Okay, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, New York? Thank you. Okay, and what racial or ethnic group do you identify with most? White, Caucasian,
Puerto
Black,
Rican.
African American, Puerto Rican, Hispanic, Latino, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And where were you born? We just want to make sure that we have a sample represented for each group age.
1963.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other officers? You will definitely vote, almost certainly?
Yes, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
And if you have to pick, what would you say that is the most important issue facing the country right now? I have to write it down, so be specific on your answer. Anything that you think is the most important issue facing the nation? Democracy. Wow, there you go. Democracy. Thank you. Democracy. Okay. And now thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Democrat. Democrat.
Joe Biden?
Biden, yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Just shut it out there when you know the answer so I don't we go quicker. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for while others are still considering their options, regardless of who
you know.
Okay. Please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100.
All the way.
So Donald Trump, a scale. So the scale, that means that I'm going to get from 0 to 100. 0 means that there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Donald Trump, what number would you give me there?
0. I'm not voting.
And Joe Biden?
No way. 100% Biden.
Thank you. That's all I needed. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And thinking about the elections this November, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican? Again, the same
Democrat.
Question.
Democratic.
Thank you. And if the elections for the U.S. Senate were held today, you would be voting for the Republican
Democrat.
Christian Gillibrand. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and Democrat?
Biden.
Somewhat more, let's see. Thank you.
Much more.
Thank you. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
I don't understand the question.
Okay, no problem. It says, please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented.
I don't even know how to answer that question. I really don't know how to answer that question.
Okay, no problem. We can put don't know. President,
are there more questions? How much more questions?
We are 50%. We go as quickly as I can, okay? Please just hang in there.
Okay.
Very important. Your opinion is very important for us. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essentially jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you agree or disagree?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay, no problem. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you agree or disagree?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not. You don't know. Okay, no problem. We can put you don't know. And now I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. Please tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should be taking action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check.
Yes, he should.
Insured, strongly agree, or strongly agree?
Yeah, I'm at my work, so I can't, you know.
Okay, okay, I'll go.
I'm trying
I'll
to give you all the answers as
I know,
can.
I know, okay. So just go ahead and shut it out. We'll go real quick. President Biden should protect and document immigrants from whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who have passed a background check and cannot stay.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay, no problem. Just go ahead. No problem. President, you can say you don't know. President Biden should protect and document immigrants from whom have been, don't know, okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants. Muslim have given
them.
Don't know. Okay. No problem. We're done with that. Now, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to the immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote in the 2024 election.
Don't know.
Okay. A program that keeps families together by insurance undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens. Don't know. Okay. A program who grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot stay for returning to their home? Don't know. Okay. A program that keeps families together by insurance that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for a decade, are protected from deportation?
Yeah, how many more questions are there?
We are 60%. You're almost done. Just go ahead and tell me if you feel like, you know.
I can't really go anymore. What happens after this?
Then we're almost done. Right after this, I'm just going to ask you some questions about you, you know, like what was the last year of school, if you graduated from high school, if you have a college degree, stuff like that, and then we're done.
Is it like a focus group with this or something? Or?
Like a what?
All right. Yeah, I really can't go anymore. I'm at work. I'm sorry.
Just give me one more minute. Just let me get until about 8 so that I can continue. Okay? I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you say that you don't know, so we're just going to put on this that you don't know. And please indicate if you're very concerned, so what concern, a little concern, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Don't know, okay. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures.
I don't like Donald Trump. No, nothing for Trump.
Okay. So so you're very concerned then?
I don't want Trump.
Okay. Donald Trump and Republicans believe that chaos on the borders, you know.
I don't want Trump.
You know, I know. I'm going to reach you a different approach for former President Trump and Biden. This is what Donald Trump says.
Anything with Trump is a no. Anything with Trump is a no.
Okay, so then you will prefer the Biden approach much.
Put it this way, I want to see him in jail.
No.
Right? I think he should be hung.
Okay, and you still go. Democrat all the way.
He should be a firing squad for him.
As far as you can say, do you personally know anyone who's undocumented in this country without papers? No.
No?
Okay.
No.
Thank you. Okay.
Where are we at now?
We are at 82%. We're done.
That's one more question.
One more question after this.
Yeah.
How do you get your news? Instagram, Facebook,
Google,
YouTube?
Google. Okay. Facebook.
Okay. Okay, so now I just want to ask you, you're from Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And were you born in the United States or you were born in the island? Okay.
In the United States.
Okay. What about your parents? Were they born in Puerto Rico or
Born in Puerto Rico.
Okay. And do you always, what is your primary language in your home? Spanish? More
50-50.
Spanish than English?
50-50.
So that means, Spanish and English equally, thank you. And you are considered a Democrat, and a strong Democrat, obviously. And you consider yourself conservative, moderate, liberal?
Moderate. Very strong Democrat.
Thank you. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
3 years of college.
3 years, you said, or you don't have a four-year?
No, I don't.
So you have an associate's degree then. What is your revision?
It's not considered an associate. It's 80 credits. So if I go to a regular four-year college, they're not going to accept. It's a complicated thing. It's not just because you have 76 credits or 80 doesn't mean you have an associate. Really, it all depends on what college you go to. I'm not going to get into that. But.
Okay, no problem. And what is your religion, if any? Catholic?
Hindu.
Thank you. And just for, finally, strictly for verification purposes, may I have your first name, please?
Christopher with a C.
Oh, that's what I had over here. Huh. Christopher. My nephew's name is Christopher, too, but with a K.
Okay.
I think this is we're done with after this. I think this is the last question, I'm pretty sure. And thank you for you. This is if you're interested in participating in the follow-up research study. Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future, yes or no?
Yeah, I am interested.
You are? Okay,
yeah,
well, thank you. Thank you so much for your, this concludes our service. Thank you so much.
So what happens? Is there like, you said
they're going to contact
follow-up?
Yeah, it's going to be a follow-up.
A follow-up.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, Christopher. Thank you. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. Enjoy
Bye.
Your day. Take care. Bye.
Likewise.
Bye.